Here I will show you the basics of individually addressable LEDs control in OpenBeacon. Currently, OpenBeacon supports WS2812B LEDs, and many LEDs with similar protocols, like for example, SM16703P. In this topic, I will focus on the basics of the manual LED control. I will not cover advanced animations here. The advanced animation system will be added, hopefully, soon, and it will be covered by a separate tutorial. For generic information about OBK, please see which devices have individually addressable LEDs. There are many devices like that on the market. Here are some examples. LSC Smart Digital LED Strip, 2x5m RGBCW, BK7231N, SM16703P, Fate Electric Smart Color Chasing Strip Light, BK7231N, and SM16703, and much more. How to connect LEDs? LEDs can be only connected on P16, which is MOSI pin. This is because we're using SPI DMA driver to get precise timings. See our datasheet topic to locate P16, BK7231 datasheet, pinout, programming, specification, wiki, BK7231T, BK7231N. If your module has no P16 routed out, like a CB2S, you can always route it out yourself. How to access hardware SPI port on CB2S? P16 MOSI GPIO breakout method. How to create a script in OpenBeacon? Please refer to this tutorial. My testing environment. I don't have any IoT device with individually addressable LEDs, so I just used a CB2S with routed out P16 pin, as in the guide, which I mentioned earlier, with the WS2812B strip connected. Sample RGB test. Okay, so let's create a sample script. For now, we will just lit two LEDs, just to check if the strip is working. Here's how it looks like on my side. Here's full script. The script is using SM16703P commands, but the same works for WS2812B. It's just that we have first developed SM16703P driver, and then discovered that timings are also matching classic WS diodes. Result: sample full strip, single color. For this example, we can set all the pixels to a single color. There are two ways to do it. First one is to use a loop. Second way is much simpler. If you provide all as pixel index, it will set all pixels. Result: sample full strip RGB. A simple loop can be also used to set RGB colors. First red, then green, then blue. But the order of colors can be different if your strip is, for example, GBR standard. Result: sample basic dimmer OBK web panel. Ignore the DDP for now. Effects while playing around with dimmer. Class LED controller, single color only. Another interesting possibility is hacking the OBK script to control LEDs with old OBK single color LED interface. For that, you need to enable the following flag. Then add the following script. This will make OBK panel able to control the LEDs. Everything except CW controls will work, even the dimmer and color picker. Raw access. It is also possible to send raw byte stream via command. The bytes are sent directly, without converting to colors. This can be done via SM16703P set raw command with the following syntax. Here is example usage. This will set first three LEDs to green, red and blue on WS2812B. Control via Home Assistant HTTP. Just like in Tasmota, all our commands can be executed via CMND interface, so you can set colors directly from outside. X-Lights control. It is also possible to control LEDs via DDP protocol. Many applications like X-Lights can be used for that purpose. Required setup on OBK side is minimal. Here are some sample effects made by DDP. Summary: this is just the beginning of WS2812B LED's adventure. For now, you can just script simple effects yourself, or use DDP with X-Lights, for example, for more advanced effects. The OBK-only animation system is not ready yet, but I am planning to add one soon. Stay tuned, and let me know how I can improve the system. My current plan is to make also an automatic, user-friendly animation system with some animations that are built in. The new system will work without any scripts, but I will publish more information once it's ready.